It's time to take this game into overtime.
The official podcast
of the Average Joe's Sports Show
on 90.9 The Light Sports
for our generation.
Wrestling fans, are you ready?
You're listening to the DNA Wrestling Podcast with Adam Fornwalt and Denton Day.
This is the DNA Wrestling Podcast. I am Denton Day, joined by the third certified G, Adam Fornwalt.
How you doing?
And we were just talking some wrestling.
That's what we always do.
Oh, I see. I was expecting you to say how you doing again.
Oh.
And
yeah,
that is what we call a communication error.
That was very... That was soft by me, not gonna lie.
Don't worry, we got next week to kind of get the ball rolling, as
what?
The children say.
How you doing?
I'm doing good. How are
all
you?
Right, we're gonna stop now.
All right, so obviously we are coming to you from audioboom.com, so you can check out all of our great content from the DNA Wrestling Podcast. Search Average Joe Sports Show on audioboom.com. You can find us under the DNA Wrestling Podcast playlist for all of our phenomenal content. And we're going to go DNA doing TNA, because TNA is in some serious financial jeopardy, and they are they could get sold by the end of the day on Friday. They have their biggest pay-per-view coming up this Sunday, Bound for Glory, which is technically like their WrestleMania, although not the hype level of WrestleMania. And Billy Corgan is in some deep issues financially.
Yeah, no, I mean, it's right now it's TNA Dixie Carter, but Billy Corgan has apparently been the front runner to buy this thing the whole time. He's been announced as basically the on-air TV role, and now, you know, he's basically being put to the task to buy this company, and no offer has come through yet. So, you know, they're stuck with a lot of options. Well, really not a lot of options. They're stuck with three options if you really take a look at it. Like Dent mentioned, Billy Corgan, if he were to buy the company, things would pretty much stay the same. He's apparently worth around $40 million, which, again, is not a lot of money, but, you know, for
money than me.
For wrestling. He's not, for wrestling terms, that's not a lot of money. Or if it would be, that would be a large chunk of his change. And we know TNA's not making any money, so, you know, that's a problem. And then you look at a company like Sinclair, which owns ROH. It's being reported that they would use POT TV and their overseas TV deals. They would take on some of the roster. However, there is no money limit or cash announcement of how much they would be willing to pay. And then, of course, there's the third option. And that third option, it's not talking about Austin Aries cashing in the X Division Championship for a shot at the TNA Championship. It's talking about WWE. And WWE has apparently put about $8 million on the table saying, sure, we'll buy your library and maybe pick up a few contracts. But other than that, the rest of your roster will be out on the streets looking for jobs. So Denton and I were kind of talking about this week. A lot of the guys that are on this TNA roster are former WWE guys. So where would they go from here?
And that's the main reason why I do not want WWE to buy or TNA. I would much rather have Sinclair or Billy Corgan. Corgan, I don't think, is going to buy it outright. He just doesn't have that type of money. His old career, I guess we call it old. I don't know if
Smashing
Pumpkins is still making music. But if they are, then he gets some more money from there. But I don't think they're actively touring or making music right now. So that's his old career. Now he's in the wrestling industry. If WWE buys TNA, there's going to be a lot of issues because, like you said, a lot of the guys who are currently under contract or working with TNA are former WWE guys. And the reason they're working with TNA is because they either were released from their contract, guys like Damian Sandow, Brodus Clay, the Hardy Boys back in the day, or they didn't want to be there. Cody Rhodes, Drew McIntyre didn't really want to be there. So having WWE pick those guys back up after they literally essentially kicked half of that roster out of their doors would not bode well for those guys
No.
and those girls as well. It would be a creative downfall essentially, because right now TNA, one of TNA's biggest acts right now is Matt Hardy, Broken Matt Hardy, and
yep,
everything that he's been doing. WWE wants Matt Hardy a lot. And as a wrestling fan, I would like to see the Hardy Boys back in the WWE. But the issue with that is Matt Hardy has all of his creative freedom right now.
Yep.
He owns his storyline. He essentially does everything. In WWE, that would not happen. They're going to put brakes on him. He's not going to be able to do some of the things he would like to do. And if you really think about it, he has a lot of other parts that would need to come over if he does end up in WWE. The biggest one would be Jeff, because everybody wants to see both of them back. But then just the little side characters that he has used with TNA, they would need to make the transition to WWE as well. And I don't know if WWE is ready to make that decision, especially because one of those people is his wife, Rebby Sky, who has said some not so nice things about WWE in the past on her Twitter account.
Yeah, no, there's been reports obviously out that they want the Hardy brothers back, and simply because of their run in WWE, they would be welcomed back with open arms. Obviously, the Matt and Jeff Hardy gimmick going on right now is probably one of the hottest things in wrestling, if not the hottest thing in wrestling. But I mean, outside of that, I'm kind of trying to look at this roster and see who else they would potentially want or even like need to bring back. I mean, WWE always wants talent, always wants the next thing, but they've got a plethora of talent right now that they don't use. So, you know, who is going to come in and make an impact, for lack of a better word, on this WWE roster? Now, you could throw a couple of guys in NXT, but who would a Drew Galloway be willing to go to NXT? No.
No.
Not Damian Sandow. James Storm? Okay. Maybe you want to say James Storm goes in. EC3 sure as heck isn't going back to NXT. He spent 80 million years there. So,
was he in NXT or FCW?
Both. I believe he was FCW.
Yeah, I don't know if he was and there for the NXT.
When NXT became, I believe he was on that NXT show, and then he was on one of the weird like superstars or whatever it was doing. So,
does anybody actually watch those?
Not anymore. I've seen the taping. But I mean, I'm sitting here looking at the roster. So this is the roster for TNA right now. You've got Abyss. I don't think he would be moved over.
No, he's actually been contacted a few times by WWE and has declined.
Yeah. Aiden O'Shea, who's just like an independent guy. Al Snow, formerly of ECW.
They're not going to take Al Snow.
No, he's more of like a backstage guy. Andrew Everett, which I think could end up in the cruiserweight division. Aaron Rex, formerly Damian Sandow. Obviously, he wouldn't end up back. Baron Dax, who was, there's a French gimmick in NXT. That's essentially who that is. So he's not going to be there. Brother Nero, Jeff Hardy, obviously would be in there.
Cody
Rhodes. I'm just kind of skimming down the names now. I mean, would the Wolves be willing to go there? Davey Richards and Eddie
Eli
Edwards?
Drake, maybe. Yeah,
Eli Drake. EC3, I think, could be a name that they would be interested in. Now, I don't know if he would go back or not, but James Storm, I think, could end up there. Jesse Godders, I think, maybe has some potential. The guy from Big Brother, maybe he'd end up there.
Oh, that guy. Yeah, I remember watching him.
Lashley, I don't know if he would go back. Mike Bennett's an interesting one.
Well, Lashley has a deal with Bellator.
Yeah.
Is that correct? Yeah, Bellator or Strikeforce, one of the two. I think it's Bellator.
Yeah.
And so he would not be able to work a full-time schedule. Jeff Hardy has come out and said he does not want to work a full-time WWE schedule.
Yeah.
That's one thing to keep in mind when it comes to taking these guys. Because a lot of the guys for TNA does tapings,
mm-hmm.
while WWE does live shows. Yep. And that's something to keep in the back of your mind, because WWE is on the road 300 days a year, essentially.
Yeah.
That's a lot.
Are you looking at the roster right now?
Yeah, I have it pulled up as well.
If you could pick three non-WWE guys to go to TNA, who would you take and why? I give you my three right now. I'd go with Moose from ROH, because he was WWE had interest in him, but he ended up with TNA.
Rephrase that question again.
If you could pick three guys from TNA who have not already been in WWE.
TNA or ROH or just TNA?
Just TNA.
Just TNA.
The guy, the Moose, who I'm referring to, was in ROH and went to TNA despite having offers from WWE. I would pick Moose, Mike Bennett, and probably Eli Drake. Those would be my three.
I would do James Storm.
Okay.
Because I think that they could do a really unique and different, hopefully different angle between him and Bobby Roode sometime down the line.
Right.
I would do I'm looking at the females here as well, but none of them stick out to me except for Gail Kim, but she's already been in there.
Yeah, she's had a cup of tea.
Madison
Rain, maybe?
Nah, I would have picked her up in like 2011.
Yeah, she's kind of
with the Beautiful People.
No offense, but she's kind of old now.
And that the Beautiful People have kind of died down a little bit. And she also is a creative writer. Mm-hmm. It says here, so I would go. I said James Storm. I guess you could do that, Jesse dude.
Yeah,
he does have a very nice physique.
Mm-hmm. If you're looking for somebody different, Marty Bell is actually, she's kind of different looking. I mean, she's kind of got that the unique thing. Jade, who they just brought over, is also very interesting. And if you kind of want to like get weird with it, I guess you could bring the Decay over.
Well, I really want Cody Rhodes back.
But yeah, that would be the big one.
That doesn't fit. So yeah, no. I'll do Eli Drake as well. So I'll do James Storm, that Jesse dude, and Eli Drake.
But look, the point is here is that minus the WWE guys, who do you see coming back or even, you know, joining up with this group? And I don't see too many. So you're going to have probably around 30 to 50 guys, and then not counting backstage production people, out of a job. So where does TNA go from here? Do they end up getting the money that they need, or does WWE just flat out buy them out when the clock strikes 12? And I think the third option is the most likely option.
Well, one of the things that we also need to keep in mind in terms of the sale, it's more than just buying TNA, because TNA has not been smart financially for ever.
Yeah.
I mean, let's just be honest, ever. And they're in a lot of debt. So that's one of the issues that Billy Corgan is facing, because he will not be able to buy it outright because of all that debt. If selfishly as a fan, I want to see Sinclair take TNA because there is a lot of guys on that roster that would match up very well against the people on the ROH roster.
Yep.
And I would like to see that.
I agree with that. Absolutely.
So that news will continue to break on that subject. The deal needs to get done by the end of the day tomorrow. We're recording on a Wednesday, so tomorrow will be Friday. Midnight.
Recording on a Thursday. Tomorrow will be Friday.
Thursday, yes. Sorry. I don't have class today, so I don't know what day
that
it is.
That is all thrown off.
It's basically my Friday right now. So end of the day on Friday, 12 midnight, there should be a new owner of Total Nonstop Action Wrestling. We will try to keep you posted on that, so you can follow us on Twitter at @real_AdamF and @Denton_Day. Stay tuned for more DNA Wrestling Podcast.